three-day forecast direct from the National Weather Service. First thing in the morning, throughout the hour, throughout your busy day. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It's 1:34. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Diane Ducey.
He didn't do this last night when he got sworn in, the jump around thing.
Yeah, jump around.
So I've called you a mayoral candidate. The last time you were on, I had to call you mayoral-elect, but now today I can officially call you Mayor Don Girard. How are you?
Top of the world. Feeling fantastic. Thanks so much.
It was a very special moment last night when you got sworn in here. Let's take a listen and relive the moment.
I, Don Girard, having been elected to the office of Mayor and Township Trustee in the City of Champaign and the City of Champaign Township, County of Champaign, April 7th, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Illinois, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of office of Mayor and Township Trustee to the best of my ability.
And then there was a huge applause because it was a standing room only crowd. Uh-huh. And then you hugged your mom and your kids came over for a big hug. And folks can see the video on our Facebook page, MyConnectFM. But what a moment for you, Don.
Oh, it was just absolutely wonderful. I was so touched by it. I thought some people would show up, family and friends and a few others. But boy, it was really to see Senator Farragut there and so many other people, representative from Senator Durbin's office and just so many people and making, people who came up and said, I followed you all along and I just had to be here for this night and introduce themselves. And it was just really wonderful. It was really a fantastic experience. Very proud of our community, and it makes me even more excited about serving it.
So should we call you Don? Should we call you Mayor Don? Should we call you Mayor? What do people call you now?
You can call me anything late for the anything but late for the pancake breakfast.
Okay, there we go.
I have no problem. That's funny because I just got that secretary from the mayor's secretary. I guess it's my secretary now.
Yeah.
The city just asked that same thing. What should people call you? And I said, well, provided it's not stinky or something, I'm fine with whatever they're comfortable with. Pretty easy going,
I heard they clap for like 30 seconds when you were, inaugurated or whatever they call it. Congratulations,
yeah.
Don.
It was,
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was pretty. How did it feel sitting in the big chair? Because you got sworn in and then there you are.
It was just, I was very nervous at first, but just filled with pride. Just really, as I've said all along, this is something that I've wanted to do for a long time, but along the campaign trail, just the call to public service. It really, truly is a calling. It's about your entire life changes, and this becomes your life, and it's what you're about. It's giving back to your community. And when I was sitting there, I said, here it is. This is my opportunity for 4 years. And it just kind of washed over me, and I looked out, and I saw, a fraction of our constituency and just thought, boy, this is really something else. So it's really, I'm just so honored to have been given the opportunity, and I will make the most of it.
Wow. And then you got to conduct your first meeting as mayor. How did that go? Because, there's all kinds of, I guess the first thing I saw was you all had to do this roll call, which you didn't do, but the clerk did that. And I thought, but everybody, there's like seven of you. Everybody could see each other. But do the formalities get under your skin a little bit? Because you're a rock and roll guy,
right?
None whatsoever. It's part of the process. I belong to another fraternal organization where, as much fun and fellowship we have, we do have ceremonial, protocol at all of our meetings. We go through and we have various things we in order and this and that. And so, it's fine.
Okay. Well, in addition,
not a problem.
So you were sworn in. Paul Faraci was sworn in last night, as a councilman, and then of course Karen Foster and Deb Finan. I was about to call her Diane Feinstein because of the news we've been covering lately. Deb, okay, so those guys all got they were reelected at large. So a real nice moment for everybody, and then you guys got down to business.
Unfortunately, they told me it was going to be a pretty light docket. There was nothing too terribly controversial, although I did enjoy, after the meeting, Jeff Ingram was speaking about Health Alliance, and my mother, Millie, who we all love, played a significant role in getting me, in putting me in this position with helping me get elected, Jeff Ingram said to me, I got to get her on a bus to Springfield because she was just beating the drum for Health Alliance.
Yeah. So, well, I mean,
somebody
needs to.
She got me elected, so maybe she can, you know, whatever, put her on a bus.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a huge deal. And we've been talking with you. You'd mentioned Senator Frerichs earlier. We've had him on a few times, and I was able to touch base with him a little bit last night. And there really isn't anything new to share quite yet. But, you know, I certainly do hope that that the state will reconsider what they're doing here.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully, you know, I really haven't seen the arguments other than, you know, we don't have any money. So we'll see what happens. I mean, mm-hmm. I think, you know, sometimes there's political grandstanding. Sometimes it's legitimate. So we'll find out. Sometimes it's in between. We'll find out what it is, and you know, hopefully for the sake of those in our you know, downstate Illinois, we'll get it sorted out and have the appropriate you know, healthcare options for us.
You know, it's not even been 24 hours, Don, and there's a little controversy about you. So can we address those here?
Yeah, whatever.
All right, let's first get the Connect FM 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Partly cloudy today and into the evening, low 39. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high 63. The winds will pick up to 30 mile an hour, and the showers and thunderstorm chance increases Thursday night with a low 48. 68 with sunshine expected on Friday, and that's when they're doing their bleacher bum day out at the Home Illini game. So should be great weather as we wrap up the week Friday if you want to check out that Home Illini baseball game. Temperatures currently at 51 on Connect FM 93.5, 95.3.
We're talking with Mayor Don Girard. He was officially sworn in last night, and we'll be throwing
out the first pitch at that ball game on Friday.
Okay, good. Oh, awesome. Bleacher Bum Barbecue Day.
That'll be fun.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so Don, just a couple of little controversial things that I wanted to talk to you about. One thing is, there was a big article in the paper on Sunday that you're snubbing the News Gazette. Is that true?
Well, that you know, I have been very busy. I was requested to sit down for an hour-long interview and have it be videotaped. I didn't feel that was a prudent use of my time, especially on a weekend. We had so much stuff going on, and the week before. It was a pretty hectic time. I spoke with Patrick Wade last night. You know, he seemed to be kind of apologetic about it, and I said, Patrick, just ask me a question, I'll answer it. I really have no problem. And I did issue a statement saying that, you know, anyone who wants to ask me a question, I'm at the meetings every Tuesday, you know, if you have a notebook, walk up, ask me a question, and I'll answer it. That's fine.
Right.
So, you know, it's no mystery that the relationship between myself and the News Gazette has been a touch bit contentious, and I just, you know, quite frankly, there's so many outlets, Connect FM,
yay!
Of course, 93.5 and so many others who are really interested in what's going on in the community, what's happening, what are ideas, what are we looking forward, and want to support people who want to make a significant contribution to their community and be active. So, you know, that's the place I want to go. I want to go where there's listeners and you know, folks who just say, like, hey, let's make our city the best place it can be. This guy wants to give it a shot, so let's support him, and let's see what we can do to help him, and he can help us, and we'll all work together and figure it out.
Yeah. I'm so glad you clarified. An hour of time. I mean, that's hard for someone like me to do, too. I mean, you're right. It was such a busy weekend, too.
Well, and the whole, like, we want it to be videotaped, it just seemed like to come in and have a news source sort of dictate the, you know, the terms of it. I'm not terribly comfortable with that. I'm more than accommodating. I've done, you know, 5 TV spots in the last 24 hours, a number of radio stations, and I'm happy to call in, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So small little wealth.
You know,
that's right.
But usually people will say, how can I, you know, what's good for you? How can we work this in? And that's, you know, we need to work like that. That's how things get done.
Okay, very good. And then I guess the other thing is that we heard that there's been some talks and people are talking about your salary or something, and I don't even understand it, where this came from, but people are already jibber-jabbering about how much money you make as the mayor, and people are wondering if you're making more money than the mayor of Indianapolis. So just figured you could get this clarified.
The mayor of Champaign is a half-time position, and it pays a stipend of $35,000 a year. I'm required to use that money for when I go to $75 a plate banquets and $150 a person, you know, when they make appearances and things like that, pay for clothes, this and that. So it's a half-time job with half-time pay. The mayor of Indianapolis makes $85,000 a year, 95 or something.
Okay. Well, see, there you go. All right. Well, then there we go. Yeah. Well,
I don't know. You know, who would allow that sort of discounts on the course on their radio station? It seems sort of egregiously irresponsible.
Right.
Well,
and just, you know,
do you think they're thinking they're factoring in the U of I payroll too? I don't get it.
Well, you know, I work 7.5 hours a day for the state on days when I'm not on vacation, and I put in 7.5 hours out of 24, and the remainder of the time is mine to do with what I, you know, pleased to do, and my choice is to serve the community, so I'm going to take a significant portion of that, and then the weekends are mine, too, so, you know, we get a lot done on the weekends, we get a lot done over lunch, we get a lot done in the evening, so, you know, it's really about the energy, about the, you know, commitment, and as I said off air, anybody who I've met who has made a significant contribution to the community has been supportive of me. So I have yet to have someone who's like really, you know, president of the Rotary Club come up to me and say, you simply can't do that. So what they say is, I'm proud of you, I support you, and, you know, we really admire people who sacrifice their lives for the betterment of their community.
Awesome response, Don. Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And I'm trying to get this queued up so it. Oh, here's the applause from last night. There we go. It's the applause from last night after the swearing in.
Are we going to run this for the whole 30 seconds?
Oh my gosh, I couldn't hold my flip camera up long enough for as long as that went. But
Styx was in concert last night, Don. I mean, a lot of people gave that up to see you, man. That's cool.
You know, to be totally honest, I have spent so much time in the community, and as you saw that room, I mean, it was really a cross section of people from the community, and I'm very proud of that. I feel like, you know, I've earned the right for public service, and it's something that you know, no one has wanted to step up for quite some time. I mean, I'm the first person in 12 years who's really wanted to step up and challenge and accept that, you know, responsibility. So, you know, it's a real honor, and I think people are excited, and I think they appreciate the manner in which we ran our campaign and appreciate the kind of things that we're trying to do for the community.
Yeah, and the enthusiasm. So, and we're really looking forward to watching you grow and take on this new challenge and this new role and see what direction you take Champaign-Urbana in.
The new fresh ideas. It should be great.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the things we're pushing for, the same things that we had on the campaign. I'm talking to city staff and I'm talking to council members. I want to, you know, save the services to taxpayers, and we've asked for that. We think it's really imperative we get a citywide teen jobs program, make sure that that's in place for the summer. We've always had a teen jobs program, but just to expand it and make it really a priority, I think it's really key in this economic climate. Anyone who has a teenager knows, you know, our city's going to be better, safer, more healthy if we have teenagers working in the summertime, getting skills, being productive, and making a little money.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Chloe and Will to lead the way.
That's right.
Well, hey, anytime you've got something that you want to let folks know about, of course, you're always welcome. And you've always been incredibly accommodating to us and super nice. And we appreciate your time. I know that you're is it like a vacation day for you? Do you actually have a day off?
Today and yesterday is my vacation time. So.
Well, and thank you. And here you are talking with us and letting us interrupt your day. So
no problem. I appreciate that. You know, you give me the opportunity and that you realize that the real story is the more interesting one as opposed to the one you're trying to make up.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing. We want to be able to quell, you know, silliness, and we also want to hear what you're doing about the big issues. So
exactly. People want to have a better community. That's what we want. And you don't accomplish that by the day after the election, naysaying, right. He's not going to be able to do it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm glad you get it, Don. This is awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, why don't we let you get back to your vacation day? And thank you very much, and congratulations, Mayor Don Girard.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right.
Have
take care.
One.
And it's 1:48 here at 93.5, 95.3, the New Connect FM.